Morning, Paint Mart.
Hey, is Greg around by chance?
This is he.
Hey, Greg, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Reason for my phone call here, I'm actually just following up on a pre-approved offer here that we have extended your way based on some past financing you've done with PNC. Just kind of seeing what's in the pipeline or if your business is growing that may need some either equipment or capital around there.
Well, I appreciate the offer, but I don't really have any cash needs.
No problem. Are you still banking with PNC?
No, they moved out of our area years ago.
Okay. Was that a positive experience with them, or how did that go?
Oh, it went okay, but I would not say...
You wouldn't use them again, per se?
Well, I don't know. We had some issues, you know, and then when they pulled out, it was just hard to get them to send releases on some
right
notes that we had out and then had closed, you know, and
we
had an issue with the bank card system. We signed up for it, you know, thinking it was going to save us money, and then it didn't. It was costing us more, and it was very difficult to get back out of that. So I don't know. It was a ordeal, but anyway, they moved away. So
dang, sounds like a fiasco that happened over there.
Well, it wasn't ideal, but
right. No, I hear you. Was it? Sounds like it was maybe a line of credit you had with them.
Yeah, we just had open lines of, you know, credit for doing products and such. But then when, you know, we closed them all when they moved, but it was just very difficult to get them to follow up on sending us paperwork to back that up, you know, for, I don't even remember who needed it, but either way, it was should have been a simple, you know, yeah, we can get that. It was a ordeal to get them to follow through and do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. Did they,
and that
was it,
their, you know, not the, obviously a office out of the area.
Right.
It's kind of like if you're not a active customer, it's not a high priority to get.
Yeah, they throw you to the side, huh?
Yeah.
Was it, what I'm guessing that when they moved up, when they packed up and moved up, they kind of recalled all the line of credit in 1 month that you had to pay back?
No. I mean, it wasn't anything like that. I don't even think we had anything on the line. But to get them to send a, I can't remember who was requiring. I don't even remember why we had to have that. Because we actually had an open line of credit, and then we had a note that was paid off.
Right.
So, but in both cases, you know, it was just, we couldn't get them to. My bank, the bank that, the bankers that worked for PNC went to another local bank, and they were the ones trying to run interference and get all this for me, but they, you know, they just couldn't get them to do anything. But.
Yeah, I hear you. If you don't mind me asking here, if how big was the line of credit that you guys had with them?
I don't know. I think it could have been like $50,000 open line, but
okay.
You know, we did not hardly
You didn't touch it very much.
No, I mean, every randomly we did, but and then we had a note, you know, for some improvements.
Equipment.
We paid those off.
All right. No, I see. So you had a couple things going on with them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just normal, you know, banking for a business.
Right. Are you familiar at all with working capital?
As a company or the concept of?
The concept of taking out a loan for working capital as like unsecured cash. Okay.
Sure.
Have you ever done that? Was that the note you're talking about, or you're talking about equipment financing and a line of credit, correct?
No, and I have an open line, you know, with the present bank, but I haven't needed it. So, I mean, I've basically got enough cash reserve that I've take care of any of my own needs in that regard. But
I hear you. What bank is that with?
Centennial.
Centennial? Okay. And is that, you said it was a line of credit?
Mm-hmm.
And how much is that for? Is that around 50,000 too?
I think. I haven't used it, so I don't even
know. It's just in case.
It is, yeah.
Okay, I hear you. Well, some of the things we do here is, like I was mentioning, working capital. Could you give me like an estimate of what your gross annual sales were the last year?
Probably 1.7 million, I would say.
Okay. And are you kind of on track on doing that for this coming year, or doing a little bit better than that?
Yeah, probably better, I would hope.
Okay. What are you guys doing? Are you guys doing anything differently to make yourselves grow, or just kind of gaining new customers?
No, just we've been long established, you know, local retail paint. But
you guys are the ones to come to for that, all the paint needs, huh?
Well, we're one of them. You know, we're the only locally owned. Everything else is corporate, so.
Oh, I see.
But I hate to say, I got to get with somebody right now, so I got to run.
Yeah, not a problem. Is it possible to just get an email so I can shoot you some info, and if anything were to come up?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool.
It's just paintmart1@gmail.com.
You said paintmart1?
Yep.
@gmail.com. Awesome. Okay, well, I'll wrap this up here, and I'll send it over to you in a couple minutes, just kind of summarizing the things we could do for you if the need were to ever come up. But it was a pleasure talking to you, Greg.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.